Right now, time to bring in Pat Pagano. Take a look at this forecast. Much is probably as the same as it has been. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, you're right. A little bit less in the way of shower activity. We have a little bit of sprinkle activity up near Albany this morning. I don't think that's coming this way. So partly sunny, and we'll have highs today in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy, 60 tonight. Sun, then clouds, mid-70s Thursday, but I don't think we'll see any showers. Your Friday, some sun. There could be a shower or thunderstorm. Front coming through. Low 80s. That will make it partly sunny, less humid. Low 80s Saturday. And sunny and comfortable with a high near 80 on Sunday. So we are in for another nice weekend.
Well, that sounds good. We can use another nice weekend. We have, like, tonight in Sharon from 6 to 8, we have the summer music series going at the pavilion at the Veterans Field tomorrow. We have the Sunset Music Series in North Canaan that is going on. On Saturday, there's in Rudd Pond, they have their music series, which is going on. Also, this weekend, the music series are going on in Massachusetts and Great Barrington. So a lot of these outdoor activities are going on. And in Sharon, they have a pavilion, so they're weatherproof. And also in Canaan, they have an indoor location. But still, it's nice to be able to get out and enjoy these things in nice summertime weather.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, if the summer were to continue like this, I'd have no complaints. What about you?
No, because it's warm enough for my knees, and it's not too hot for you folks that don't like hot weather.
That's right. That is right. That is the story there. The tropics are quiet, so that's a good thing. And pretty much that really sums up the weather. I mean, it's nice to have weather like this because, one, most people enjoy it. And number two, packing it up a little bit later in the morning because I don't have so much to work on and figure out.
Yeah. And that's good. That's good.
Yeah. So I'm happy about that. I did purchase the season of Cool Kids yesterday on Amazon Prime. And just like he said, it was put right there in my stuff. And I watched the first two episodes. And it's nice. It's nice to have it right there. And just pull it up when you need it.
Yeah, it's great. Like every once in a while, I've got since they've been digitizing them, I've got all the Godzilla movies. And so, like, when I want to pull one up, I can pull one up. If I want to pull up an episode of Star Wars, I can pull it up because I bought the whole set of Star Wars. If I, you know, whatever I want to revisit and watch. And some old movies which I watched as a kid and loved, like Forbidden Planet, they have not had that up there. I was able to pull that down and store it and buy it and store it. So it really is convenient because, yes, there's a lot I just buy. There's a lot I just rent and watch, okay? But if I rent something and watch it and I really like it, I buy it.
Let me ask you a question. Let's just hypothetically say you wanted to put one of the episodes on the thumb drive. Can you do that?
I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. But if you can stick a thumb drive in your TV, I guess you can try.
Well, you could also call it up on your computer and do it from there.
And do it from that way. That's exactly right. So I guess you can do it, but there's probably they probably have a way of copywriting it so people can't distribute it like that.
Yeah, I was just wondering if I could have made a copy of the two episodes that I'm going to choose for the people who are going to be acting it out, so I can give them a copy. They can look at it. But now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I bring my laptop up.
That's exactly right.
My iPad, and they can watch it on the iPad.
That's exactly right. Or ask them if they're members of Amazon Prime.
Right, I think most of them are. But yeah, but that, what does that mean? They can't share mine.
No, but they can go get their own.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right. But yeah.
They can go get their own.
Right. Okay, good idea. Yeah. Aside from that.
You asked me if I had watched any new movies, and I did. I couldn't remember. Jerry and Marge Go Large.
Never heard of it.
It's brand new. It's out. It's got a almost an 80% review from Rotten Tomatoes, and it's gotten decent reviews from critics. It's about a couple from Michigan who found a way, because he's great with figures, to beat the lottery and make a lot of money. It's a true story.
Really?
Yeah, and then it follows their adventures, and it's a feel-good movie. It's not going to win any awards. But, Pat, you will enjoy it, and I bet you this is a movie that you can do in the future.
What is it named again?
The name of it is Jerry and Marge Go Large. It's I'm telling you, it's a movie that you will do in the future.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's right up your alley for movies.
And that's on Amazon?
Where is it on? I watched it on Netflix. Let me see where it's on. Hang on a second here. Let me bring it up here. Let's see. Where to watch? Let's see here. Doesn't let me know. Why not? I think it's on Netflix.
All right, I'll check. I did watch a movie.
No, it's on Prime Video. It's on Prime Video.
It's on Prime. Good. I watched the movie yesterday. I think you would probably like it. I don't know if our listeners will. The Infinite Storm. Now the title caught my eye. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know what this is about. Let me try. And it's based on a true story. And it is about this lady who's going to climb the mountains, the White Mountains in New Hampshire. And it's a true story. And when she pulls up with her car before making the climb, she's got everything ready. In her backpack, everything she needs. There's another couple who's also going to be climbing. And she said to them, is there anybody up there? And they said, we don't know. But anyhow, she takes off. And, of course, she hits a storm. And a lot of things happen. All I could tell you is that it's not like you're very tense, but you're sitting on the edge of your seat and you're shaking your head and you're saying, how is she still alive? But she makes it back down to tell the story. So it's a very, very interesting movie. Again, only a few characters in it, but you may be interested in watching it, especially since it's based on a true story.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. It's the same story with Jerry and Marge Go Large. You'll like it. It'll keep you feeling good throughout the whole thing. There's good and evil in it, and Bryan Cranston is the main star in it. But I'm telling you, this is a perfect movie for you guys to do. Perfect movie, and you can do it right at the lake. You can do it right at the lake. Telling you. So it's for something in the future, if you're still doing the movies in the future.
Right. Hopefully we will.
Hopefully the people will come forward and help. But I was surprised about it. And you know what? I saw the title Infinite Storm, and I almost watched it. But let me tell you that the day before yesterday, I was home. My dog Walker came, like she always does around 6 o'clock, and I had just put on a movie. Okay. So she took Georgia out. Next thing I know, this is no lie, Pat, I open my eyes, the room is dark. The TV, because I have on a timer, is off. And so I put on the lights, and it's it's 8:30. So yesterday when the dog walker came, I said, was I asleep when you brought the dog back? She goes, yeah. So I said, why didn't you wake me up? She said, I tried. She said, I tapped you on the shoulder and everything like that, and you didn't move. She said, so I saw you were breathing, so I figured, what the heck, you must need the sleep, so I'll let him sleep. I was out like a light. So,
Because that very rarely happens with me. How about you?
That's the second time it's happened with me. One time, a girl from the station came to get something signed, and she wouldn't even come over. She thought I was dead. She called the station. And she said, "I think Marshall's dead." God. And they said, "Just he's sleeping. Go over and poke him." But the reason I bring it up is because I was going to watch Infinite Storm that night.
I was going to
watch it, but I fell asleep. Obviously, the minute she left during the opening portion of it. So,
yeah, I thought it was done very well. I mean, again, like you said, it's not going to win any kind of Academy Award or anything like that. But it holds your interest. And again, you know, when you're watching a movie that's a true story, there's a lot more to be said about it. Huh. And you know, you can't say, "Oh, only in the movies," you know, because that's what people say when you're, "Oh, yeah, only in the movies." No, this is a true account of what happened. Incredible.
All right. Well, only in the weather. Let's go over the forecast for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah. Well, you know, mid-80s, partly sunny today. Mid-70s tomorrow. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm Friday, and then the weekend. Fair, pleasantly warm, and dry.
Well, we're going to pay for this sometime.
Well, let's pay for it in the fall. Who cares?
That's exactly right. All right, Pat, I will check with you mañana.
All right, sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.